This is the modern world. What kind of fool do you think I am? You think I know nothing of the modern world? All my life has been the same. I've learned to live by hate and pain. It's my inspiration drive.
The Jam wrapping up that short set of music with Modern World here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about the Briefs? The Briefs and Poor and Weird, and start off that set with The Fall and Totally Wired. I'm totally wired that I have a mock coming up in just like seconds away. It is a Moon Martin mock. It's an alliteration mock. I got to remind you, if you're curious about what that noise is, you should tune into Noise Theory and find out. It's Mondays at 3, and it's hosted by Liz Mayday right here on WRCT. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. We have a mock coming up. I have an important message to get to you before said mock, and then it's mock time.
Ed Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway? You're listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what? My name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva La Mock radio program. And it's at that time of the show where midway through this program, we do a WRCT radio and a WRCT music calendar. Before I get to either of those, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And each week, they choose a new movie theme. And they show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Yeah, so That is Row House Cinema. They're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225. And don't forget, if you are actually interested in underwriting WRCT, maybe you're interested in underwriting the Viva La Mock radio program. Huh? Think about that. Send an email to pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Speaking of partnership opportunities, it is time now for me to do the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know some events going on around town, some things that maybe you're like, I got nothing to do this weekend. Mockster, what should I do? Well, you know what? We are in the month of August, which means we are running low on times that you can catch the cinema in the park. Or not the, no, I'm talking about the Cary Carpool Cinema. That's what I was talking about, because that, I think, ends in August. And what is that? It's where the Cary Blast Furnace out in Rankin is your backstop for movies. Yeah, it's a drive-in like no other. Rivers of Steel invites you to experience this drive-in. Find out more at riversofsteel.com/experiences for the schedule and exact dates that they're doing it. Now, that Cinema in the Park I mentioned, that's going on through August as well. And what is that? Well, it kind of tells you what it is. It's the Dollar Bank Cinema in the Park. It's at Schenley Park, right there on Flagstaff Hill, which is so right behind Carnegie Mellon University there. And it has returned. You bring along a blanket or a lawn chair, and you head out for an unforgettable evening of free cinema under the stars. Cinema in the Park is showing movies at 9 other spaces as well. 7 days a week. To find out more information, go to pittsburghpa.gov/cinema. The Flagstaff Hill one is happening on Wednesdays, so just keep that in mind. Don't forget, on Tuesdays, it's the Lawrenceville Farmers Market. It happens from 3 to 7 at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. Over 30 vendors each and every Tuesday, and it's going on into the fall. Again, it's from 3 to 7. And it's rain or shine, so just keep that in mind. And also, please social distance due to COVID-19 when you are partaking. For more information, 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. And you know what else is coming back in September? What else? The Pittsburgh Irish Fest. Are you happy? Are you excited? Yeah, the guests of the festival will see their favorite international, national and local acts in person. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration happening at the Lots in Sandcastle over there in West Homestead. The lineup features new bands, well-known favorites, local Irish dance groups, and so much more. 4 stages, nonstop fun and entertainment. For the complete schedule, the bios, the ticketing information, go to pghirishfest.org. Also want to remind you of that Taste of Grace exhibit going on through November at the Warhol. It's talking about Grace Jones. Yeah, the groundbreaking musician. She's a model. She's an actress. She's a performer. She is unapologetically androgynous. She's theatrical. She's inventive. And, of course, Andy Warhol was her friend. So check out this exhibit. It highlights Jones as that cultural sensation and includes portraits by Warhol and tons of photographs, dozens of other archival items. More information can be found at warhol.org. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town, some things happening in the very near future. Let's see. What else? What do I have here that I can find? Modest Mouse. How about that? Modest Mouse is coming to town on the 18th. They are playing Stage AE. The Movement is down at the Vinosky Winery on the 18th. And the Balcony Big Band is doing a show at Jurgles on the 18th. So those are all. Oh, and what else? You're like, dude, I got enough to do on the 18th. What else? What else? Red Elvises. The Red Elvi in town with the Bohawk Brothers and the Nerd Herders at the Hard Rock. And that's all happening on Wednesday, the 18th. Spiral Gyra is doing a free show at South Park on Friday the 20th. You want to keep that in mind. Big Phil and Friends 4 is happening at the Thunderbird on Saturday the 21st. The Letter Black is performing at the Smiling Moose on Sunday the 22nd. Yeah, things are happening. Shaky Graves was here at the Roxian. At the Roxian over in McKee's Rocks on the 25th. It's a Wednesday of August. What else we have? Riff Raff and Sean Ski at the Craft House on that same Wednesday. Yeah, Maroon 5 at Star Lake if you're really into that. But I'm telling you. Also tells me that Kiss is coming to Star Lake on Thursday the 26th. So, things are on my calendar. So hopefully these things are indeed happening. Speaking of the Roxy, and Todd Snyder is going to be there on the 28th. It's a Saturday. That's coming up. That is coming up. What else can I tell you? Soulfly at the Craft House on the 31st. So that's just August. And then once we dive into September, I'm just going to tell you names of shows, not even the dates, because I have at least a couple weeks before we hit September. But like the Murder Junkies are coming to town. The Doobie Brothers are coming to town. Waxahachie, yeah, whatever. Whatever they are. They're coming to town. I'm now just figuring out what's going on. Lydia Lunch with Bob Burt, Sonic Youth, yeah. Not Sonic Youth itself, but yeah, that's wow. These are shows. Oh, Steve Wynn's coming to town. What's the other one I just heard? Eugene Chadbourne is coming to town. Dinosaur Jr. The list just keeps going on, so I'm going to stop with that list. You can find the entire list on our website at wrct.org. If you have a show you'd like to include on this list, send us an email, music-calendar@wrct.org. That is how you get the listing posted, hopefully. That's the idea behind it. You can hear the WRCT radio calendar, the WRCT music calendar, hear them both each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. And if it's a Tuesday and you're listening to The Moxster, you hear it at 4 p.m. because, you know, I'm special and I think you're special and you need to know what's going on at 4 p.m. We got a mock. We're going to try to do a Moon Martin mock. I love it because it's an alliteration mock. We're going to try to do that within an hour, because we're going to do it at the top of the next hour. Yeah, that's the plan. But before we get into anything more, we got to get back into more music. If you have a request for a song that you want to hear on a future show, please drop me an email. The request email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. My manager recently told me that she actually said, "Moxster, I think we need to get you on the Instas." So I'm teasing you on this because, you know, maybe someday I'm going to get on the social media that's not MySpace. So we'll figure that out. But let's get back into music. How about some God Is My Co-Pilot with their song Monkey?
Love to light up. If only
From her surprise album, that's some Sid Straw with String of Pearls. You might have recognized she got a little help on that one from REM's own Michael Stipe. Before the Sid Straw, how about an uber, I'm going to call it uber rare. I don't know, in this modern day, maybe it's not as rare as it used to be, but an uber rare replacements track, If Only Was Lonely, uber rare because it was originally on the Boink album or EP, which rumor has it was thrown in the the masters were thrown in the Mississippi River at one point when Paul Westerberg was a little upset with the label. And I have this really odd promo CD I bought, used 30 years ago. And I didn't realize after I bought it, but that song was actually a hidden track. For the longest time, that was the only digital way you could find that song. It was a hidden track on that sampler from the Twin Tone record label. But I digress. I digress into some Loud Family. Loud Family before that would Take Me Down. Also the Lilies, or just Lilies, I believe. I'm not sure if the... It's like Ramones. Ramones don't have the Ramones. It's just Ramones. Eagles is another band, but anyway, I'm getting off on tangents. Lilies, Still in All the Glitter from Lilies. And some Debbie Harry. Went back to the Murdered, Married to the Mob. I know, I was getting Mob's in the title. I just think Murder's going to be part of it. But no, Married to the Mob from that soundtrack from the 1980s. Debbie Harry doing the Castaways' Liar, Liar. And I start off the entire set with some God is My Co-Pilot and their song Monkeys. Gets us to where we are now. We're just over halfway past your hour, which means we have just under 30 minutes before we get to a Moon Martin mock tonight. And I mentioned I might do two mocks tonight, and I'll tell you why once we get up towards the top of the hour, or maybe I'll wait till the top of the hour to let you know. What else was I going to tell you? There were some things I was going to tell you that I thought were really important, and all of a sudden my brain's like, Moxeter, what were those things? And I know one of them. I know one of them was going to be directed to some dads. Let's see. I can make it happen. All right, here it is. Are you ready? Okay, dads. It's time to dance. Now, I don't care if you're going to Cabbage Patch or do the Running Man. Maybe break out in a little jitterbug. Or maybe the floss. Now, if you're my buddy Rich, you don't know how to do the floss. So I'm just going to tell you, and you are a dad, just stop. Please, just stop. But for the others, you know, you might be able to accomplish that. In fact, I actually don't care if you're not very good. I don't. So, Rich, do it. Floss away. Because what I care about is that you're taking a moment to dance with your kid or kids. Because dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council. And, of course, your good friend here on WRCT Pittsburgh, the Moxeter. But speaking of dancing...
I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. That's for sure.
be best. What can I say? Because I wanna be a boyfriend. Hey little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be a boyfriend.
I don't wanna be just another.
from his What's So Funny release. That's Angry Johnny and the Killbillies with Old Boyfriend. Did you get the theme of that set of music? Did you? Yeah, there was a theme. Okay, let's see if you can pick up on it. I'm not going to give you any hints, so I'm not. The Ramones before that. Oh, wait, didn't I just say they're just Ramones? They're not the Ramones? Ramones before that with the I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Same title, different song. The Rubinews gave us their song, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Tully Craft in that set with pop songs Your Boyfriend's Too Stupid to Know About. And I start off the entire set with some Black Kids. And I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance with You. Yeah, it's a boyfriend set. Why not? Why not? I'm just having fun. Hopefully you're having fun and enjoying the music that I am playing. Less than 10 minutes, we're getting up to a mock. We're gonna start the hour, top of the hour. We might do two mocks. We might. We're going to start it off, though, with a Moon Martin mock. That's going to happen in less than 10 minutes. But before any of that, I got to get back into more music. How about some fall?
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. Yeah.
this is the modern world.
The Jam wrapping up that short set of music with Modern World here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about the Briefs? The Briefs and Poor and Weird, and start off that set with The Fall and Totally Wired. I'm totally wired that I have a mock coming up in just like seconds away. It is a Moon Martin mock. It's an alliteration mock. I got to remind you, if you're curious about what that noise is, you should tune into Noise Theory and find out. It's Mondays at 3, and it's hosted by Liz Mayday right here on WRCT. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. We have a mock coming up. I have an important message to get to before said mock, and then it's mock time.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
It has come to my attention that it is that time of this radio program that I, the Mockster, do this thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It has come to my attention. This is the time we do it on a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon. I wanted to remind you that the Row House Cinema does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the heart of Lawrenceville. They offer new movie themes each week, fun, cult, foreign, animated, fascinating films. They have a concession stand with natural popcorn and real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. For more information, you can check out their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to this WRCT radio calendar. I want to let you know some events going on around town. I believe this is the last weekend, or we are coming up on the last weekend, I believe, for the cinema in the park. No, I meant for the Carrie Carpool Cinema, that one. That one, I think, goes through August. I might be wrong. You have to check out riversofsteel.com/experiences. But what it is it's a drive-in with the Carrie Blast Furnace as your backdrop. It's happening in Rankin. And, again, check out that website, riversofsteel.com/experiences for movies and dates and all that good stuff. Speaking of Cinema in the Park, which I was before, now through August, so this is wrapping up as well. On Wednesday nights at Flagstaff Hill and Schenley Park, Dollar Bank's Cinema in the Park has returned. Bring along a blanket and a lawn chair and head out for an unforgettable evening of free cinema under the stars. More information at pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. Also happening at the Carnegie Museum of Art, it's Inside Out, celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, summer jams, and art activities, food, and drink. Inside Out extends the museum's experience outdoors in a safe and physically distant environment. Again, live performances, DJs, art-making, food trucks, kid-friendly treats, and more. It's Thursdays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. Don't forget, if you're all things Scotch-Irish, we've got some events happening for you. For example, Friday, September 10th through Sunday the 12th at the Lots at Sandcastle in Homestead, it's the Pittsburgh Irish Festival finally returning. You can see your favorite international, national, and local Irish performers in person. It's the 30th annual Celtic celebration here in Pittsburgh. The lineup features some new bands, some well-known favorites, and some local Irish dance groups, and so much more. More information at pghirishfest.org. And if you tend to go a little further north, it's the 62nd Ligonier Highland Games happening at Idlewild Park out in Ligonier. That's on Saturday, the 18th of September. The Highland Games are a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You'll see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. The gates open at 8 a.m. For more information, LigonierHighlandGames.org. You wonder if they'll have Cullen Skank. No, it's not dirty. Cullen Skank, it's a fish dish they have over there in the Scotlands. You wonder, I don't know, it said traditional food. And if it's just haggis, then they're missing the boat. I'm just saying. Hey, don't forget about, speaking of food, the Lawrenceville Farmers Market happens every Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. That is on Tuesday.